It was better. I mean, we competed. You know, it's we got a good team. We got a good bunch of guys, and they want to practice well. And I thought they came out here today and competed pretty well.
Bill, could you talk about, give us an update on your offensive line?
I'm really happy with where our offensive line is. You know, I really think that there's a number of guys that have come back in great shape. You know, I look at, Jeff Allen. You know, Jeff Allen's come back in really good shape. He's playing really well. Breno. You know, Breno's a really good addition to our team. He's a tough guy. Obviously, being from Massachusetts, you know, that's a joke. Still getting used to that sense of humor. You know, and you know, Kendall Lamb, you know, over there on the left side. I mean, you know, then you have Greg Mance, who's come in there as, you know, kind of like a sixth, seventh guy. Can't say enough about Nick Martin, you know, what he's meant coming back here at center. Of course, you know, the proof will be in the pudding on during the season, but I'm really happy with the way they play.
Bill, are you okay with the way they responded to the heat?
Yeah, I thought, you know, look, it's not easy coming back, you know, obviously from 75 degrees in West Virginia to – you know, whatever it is here, but that's Houston. That's what it is, and our guys really responded well today to that.
Well, could you talk about a guy like Brian Peters who's found a way to make himself important, useful in different factions, different passages?
Yes, sir. I can't say enough about Brian Peters. I mean, this guy loves football. He's a leader. He works extremely hard. He does whatever the coaching staff asks, puts the team first all the time. Really good teammate, really good example for the younger players, you know, guys that are – practice squad guys or have been released or, you know, whatever it is, never given up. He's a great kid.
Your son Jack was here today. How special is that for you?
Very special. He's 15 today, 15 years old. So that's a you know, for Jack, that's a milestone birthday, you know, and credit Colleen for all that. You know, that's 24/7 and very special day to have Jack here being 15. I think he does a lot. I think he's very knowledgeable. He's a good leader. He's got good command on the field, good command in a meeting room. He's a good coach.
Do you notice that your players kind of feed off his energy?
Absolutely. I mean, I think you have to have energy as a coach. I mean, if you're coming out here, you know, and you're not bringing energy as a coach, then you're going to have a hard time asking your players to have energy. You know, so there's different styles of coaching, but he has a really good style the way that he coaches. I'm here. I'm staying. I was in a rush yesterday. I had to go sign autographs, John. You guys were all – I mean, whatever you guys want to ask me, Dale, you first.
The quarterback position is the one position on the roster where the number two guy, everything's going great with the number one guy. He's not going to play. I mean, every other position, you know, you're going to find ways to use your backups. You're going to do that. Can you envision both your quarterbacks completely healthy, you know, game is not over, it's on the line. Can you envision any fact, any time when the two of them would play in a game together with different situations? Is that
sure? I mean, I envision that. You know, I can see that, but that's not, you know, that's not what the approach that we're taking. Tom's the starter. Tom's playing well this camp. You know, Tom has really had a good camp. He's only thrown three incompletions in two games. He's really got good command of our offense. And I'm, like I've said, Deshaun is a very, very good young player who has a great future in this league. I mean, let's put the cards on the table. You know, that's what it is. But Tom has been here for 4 years. He's really – the way that we want to play, the style that we need to play relative to, you know, getting guys lined up, relative to cadence, relative to protection points and route reads and putting guys in the right spot, Tom's ahead of Deshaun on that.
And the way the game is played today, it's too complicated. You're asking too much of your other personnel to adjust. Is that a fair assessment?
No, I don't think so. I mean, you know, Deshaun can – they run the same offense.
I'm
you know.
Talking more theoretically. There's some situations where you don't have – you know, where you have maybe have two guys that are dead. You know, Tom Landry tried this in 1970.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. I'm not going to do that. You know, we're not going to get into this. We're not doing that. Tom's the number one, and Deshaun right now is number two, and then we'll go from there.
Can that be done in the modern NFL?
Play two quarterbacks?
Philosophically, I'm not in your situation.
Or in packages.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's been done. I mean, I think it's been done in the recent past. You know, I think what's that?
Wildcat.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when I was in New England, the Miami Dolphins, that was when they came out with Ronnie Brown and Ricky, guy from Texas.
Right, but they weren't using another quarterback.
No, but they were. They had a quarterback playing, and then they brought those guys in, and those guys could throw and run. I mean, it can be done. There's no doubt about it. It's not going to be done here.
Bill, at one point last year, I think you addressed this, the protest.
protests with the national anthem. Do you have a policy? Does the team have a policy? Since you started to pick up again the players protesting, how do you feel about that?
Yes, our organization believes strongly in the national anthem and standing for the national anthem. I believe in everyone's right to free speech. I do think that there's a separation between politics and football. In the end, it's about lining up and trying to win the game. But I grew up in a family that made sure that we all understood the rights of people to never look at the color of another man's skin, but to see what was in that man's heart, that woman's heart, to find out what it meant to trust somebody and were they loyal, were they good people. Had nothing to do with what they look like. And at the same time, you know, this, like I said, this organization believes strongly in the national anthem and believes in standing for the national anthem. And, you know, we'll see how it goes from there. He's doing well. He's a tough guy. He's playing with a little bit of a, you know, painful deal right now. Plays through it, smart. He's become kind of a leader, you know, especially to the younger players. Great guy. Say that again, Matt. I'm sorry. Yeah, no, he's been a good addition for only having been here for 10 days, 2 weeks, whatever it is. He's been a real good addition. He's got good quickness. He's a competitor. I think the big thing with Bruce is staying healthy, you know, making sure that he gets the treatment and he's able to stay healthy. If he's out there for us, he's going to make plays for us. I'm good, Amy. Go ahead, Matt. Now, look, on that deal, you know, I don't have to release any injury reports till the regular season. So I'm not. You can ask me all the injury questions you want. Clearly, there's guys that are, you know, we have all different. It's training camp. But, you know, I'll release the injuries when I absolutely have to. Good? Thanks.